Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Janice Judd, Travel Coordinator at 54, is my guest today. They have a wonderful program that enables adults ages 50 and older to see the world. Janice, why is 54 travel important to seniors?
Well, I feel that 54 travel is important for several reasons. Some very overt that everybody would know, and then there's others more subtle. For one, we of course visit new places, and while we're there, we learn about different cultures. Always we have new experiences, and along the way we make a lot of friends. We've had some long-lasting friendships made from strangers on these trips. And for some participants, this does fulfill lifelong dreams that they've had.
Okay, so you mentioned that some of the participants are fulfilling a lifelong dream. Please share some of the places you've been.
The farthest we've been would probably be Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji in one trip. But we also do short trips, such as day trips of one or two nights. We've been to Mount Rushmore, for instance, about three times. But we recently came back from the Alamo in San Antonio, and a lot of things in between, Savannah and Chicago, things like that.
And your longest trip, how many days and how many nights are you usually gone?
The longest trip is approximately 12 days.
12 days, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And on an average, how many trips are planned a year?
I plan something for each month.
Okay, so about 12?
Not necessarily, at least 12, but sometimes we have two or three. For instance, we do gambling trips. We have a day trip to Harris Casino, and we go to Tunica.
Okay.
So, more than one trip a month usually.
Okay, and those 12 trips or average of 12 trips, some may be day, some may be weekly?
Week or week and a half, something like that. Uh-huh.
Okay, and how are the adventures determined?
I determine that I get lots of magazines or brochures from travel companies. Of course, I look through them. I try to find trips that would be appealing to our age group.
Correct.
Some look at price. I want them to be affordable, that people can take them, make sure they're good bargains. And we try to throw in some unusual things. For instance, most people have not been to Croatia, but I have some going next week to Croatia.
Okay, and how long are you going to be gone on that trip?
Well, I'm going to be gone, I believe it's 10 days.
Okay, and so do they meet here at 54 and then leave from here, or how does that work?
Now, it all depends. If there's as many as 10 people, they would meet here and we transport them to the airport.
Okay.
But with a smaller group, they go directly to the airport. They have all their paperwork and they're ready to go.
Oh, okay. I can imagine you put a lot of work into planning these adventures. Do you work alone?
Technically, I do work alone. Yes, I work alone. But when a trip is coming up, I do have volunteers that will come in to help me get some of the details of name tags, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I do work alone.
Majority basically. Alone. Mm-hmm. Now, with the travel agencies, do they just contact you and you kind of work with them on getting the location and the pricing and the airlines?
Well, of course, they initially contact me through the brochures that we get, and then I pick out what I want. I talk to them. They have representatives that we talk to and get everything worked out.
Okay. I know you mentioned that the adventures were affordable. How do you get a good rate?
We get group rates and senior rates.
Okay.
So we do get a good break there.
Okay. So if I'm 50 and older and want to participate in these fabulous adventures, how can I do that?
You can do that by contacting me, and I'll give you that information shortly. But the tours, the pricing would be different if you are not a member of the 50 Forward organization. The tours are designed for 50 Forward members. However, anyone can go. We do charge a $5 a day extra fee. $5 for a 6-day trip would cost you $30 extra.
Okay.
So otherwise, anybody is welcome. You can call me. My number is 231-1235. Or if you have email, you may email me at jjudd@50forward.org.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.